In today's gospel, Christ teaches that all evil comes from within our hearts. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed: the purification of cups and jugs, in kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the traditions of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites? As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There was a little story that made the rounds a few years ago, you might have heard, about this elderly monk who dies, goes to heaven. And when he gets to heaven, he's given a tour by an angel. And heaven is just magnificent. Remember in one of his letters, St. Paul says, "Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. The mind of man cannot imagine what God has prepared for those who love him." And it was true. Heaven was just more than he could ever have expected. But as they're making the tour, they come to this big, huge warehouse. Acres, covered by acres and acres of warehouse. Go inside, and what does he see, the monk, but floor to ceiling shelving. And those shelves are covered, filled with glass jars with what appears to be like cauliflowers or mushrooms inside the jars. But as he gets closer and looks at the jars, he sees that they really contain human ears. Human ears. He says to the angel, What's all this?" Angel says, "Well, these are the ears of those people who went to church faithfully every Sunday. They heard God's word, they listened to God's word every single week, but they never put it into practice. They never lived it out. So when they died, only their ears came to heaven. When they died, only their ears came to heaven." Wonderful little story that illustrates the point of the readings of today's Mass, especially the first reading and the second reading, the letter from St. James. In the first reading, we hear Moses talking to the people before they go into the Holy Land. And he says to them very clearly, "You must observe and keep all the commandments and decrees of the Lord." Observe them, keep them, live them out. And then in the second reading, that letter from St. James says to us, Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Be doers of the word. See, both of those readings make it very clear that God expects us to live out his word. It's not enough to hear it, to assent to it, to believe all the creeds of the church, to know all the catechism answers. All of those things are good and important. But unless we live them out, St. James says we're just deceiving ourselves. I mean, just think for a minute about some of the great figures, religious figures in the Bible. Abraham. Abraham is called by God to leave the city of his ancestors and go out to a land he doesn't even know where it is when he starts out. But God expects him to do that. He's going to do that. Moses. Moses is plucked from obscurity, tending his father-in-law's sheep, and sent to Pharaoh to lead the people out of Egypt. God expects him to do that. St. Paul. St. Paul has that wonderful mystical experience of the risen Christ. And then what does Christ demand of him? Go and preach the good news to the Gentiles. Do that. Remember in the gospel, the incident where the young man comes to Jesus and says to him, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, well, keep the commandments. Keep the commandments. I've done that. Well, then go sell everything you have and come follow me. Do that. Do those things. And maybe Jesus can't make it any clearer than when he says to us in the gospel, it is not the person who says, Lord, Lord, who will enter the kingdom of heaven. It's a person who does the will of my Father. So it's clear, isn't it, that Christ expects his disciples to be doers of the word, to live out his teaching every day. If we don't do that, we're really not disciples. Now, to take a look at St. James this morning, he gives us an example, after telling us to be doers of the word, of what that means. He says, pure religion is this, taking care of widows and orphans. Widows and orphans in St. James' day were those who couldn't take care of themselves. You take care of them in the name of the Lord, he says. That's true religion, taking care, doing something for widows and orphans. When we continue the reading of St. James' letter next Sunday, he'll give another example to the people to whom he's writing and to us. He says there, suppose you're gathering on Sunday morning for your worship, and a poor person comes into your assembly, and you say to that poor person, welcome, please come, join us, pray with us, we'll pray for you, we're sorry for your misfortunes. If you do that, if you say those things, but you don't give that person something to eat, what good is that? So again, you see, do the word of the Lord. Not hear it, not listen to it, do it. Let me just offer you one example of that today. You know, how many times do we hear over the course of a year, listening to the readings of the Lord, that we must feed the hungry? I was hungry and you gave me to eat, he says. I was thirsty and you gave me to drink. Feed the hungry. Now we hear that word. We know it's an obligation. The question for you and me is this, do we actually do it? When you look at your life and I look at mine, where do you feed the hungry? Where do you do that, really? We have, you know, every year, three or four times a year, we have our brown bag Sundays. Take a bag home, fill it up with the requested groceries, bring it back for Corpus Christi Food Pantry. We've done very, very well with that over the years. Many, many of you have been generous. But I just ask you a question today, not to judge you, just to ask you to look at this yourselves. If you've never taken a brown bag home with you, why not? Why not? And if you haven't, that's fine, but you need to feed the hungry in some other way. How do you do that? How do you do it? Really do it. Yes, that's the kind of thing the Lord is asking us today. Are we doers of the word, not hearers only? Let me conclude with a little saying I came across not long ago. It's a dark saying, a hard saying, but maybe much to the point. It goes like this. John the Christian went to church. He never missed a Sunday. John the Christian went to hell for what he did on Monday. We could say it another way. Joan the Christian went to church. She never missed a Sunday. Joan the Christian went to hell for what she didn't do on Monday. Be doers of the word. Otherwise, you're deceiving yourselves. That's what St. James says. You know what I hope today for myself and for each one of you? Is that when we die, not only our ears will go to heaven. May God bless you.